Good morning. From WVIK News in the Quad Cities, I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Friday morning, December 29th. Forecasters are calling for 5 inches of snow today in the Quad Cities. The city of Davenport has declared a snow emergency. It goes into effect at noon. After that, drivers should not park on snow routes. The city says cars parked on posted snow routes during a snow emergency will be ticketed and may be towed. Davenport's snow emergency is set to expire on Saturday morning at 8. Other cities have similar rules, so it is wise to avoid parking on snow routes. Despite the frigid weather, some elderly residents of Rock Island are climbing on buses to visit the office of the county assessor. Yesterday and today, 58 residents of Friendship Manor are applying for this year's senior homestead exemption that would save them $500 on their 2017 taxes. Development Director Jeff Condit says the question is, can you qualify for the 2017 exemption as long as you apply by the end of the year? The county assessor says the deadline for 2017 passed 9 months ago, but the Friendship Manor residents are applying in person this week just in case the assessor is wrong.
The chief assessor does have the authority to determine the means by which he verifies those who qualify. He chose the most inhumane method given the time of year and the most cumbersome and burdensome, and he'd never required that before.
Condit says up until 3 years ago, Friendship Manor residents did not have to apply in person. Staff would list their names and send it to the assessor. But then the county started requiring in-person applications. They were recently told the deadline for receiving the 2017 exemption was last March. County Assessor Larry Wilson is not in the office this week, and a spokesman says the office is accepting applications for the 2018 senior homestead exemption through next summer. And yes, you have to apply in person. Unemployment continued to fall last month in the Quad Cities. The Illinois Department of Employment Security says our rate went from 4.8% a year ago to 3.9% in November. While this area lost retail and government jobs during the past year, those losses were more than offset by gains in education and health, construction, and even manufacturing. The November unemployment rate of 3.9% means an estimated 7,400 people were out of work and looking for jobs. And the last time the November rate was this low or lower was in 2006, when it was at 3.6%. State figures show unemployment dropped in all 14 of Illinois' major metropolitan areas, and that the number of jobs increased in 10 of them, including a gain of about 3,000 jobs in the Quad Cities. Most of Moline's 19th Street will reopen before the new year. Today, city workers will open the southbound lanes and one northbound lane between 7th Avenue and 11th Avenue A. The other northbound lane of 19th Street will remain closed all winter. Temporary traffic signals will be in place. The city closed 19th Street about 4 months ago to replace a large water main as part of the I-74 bridge project. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.